All right. Did you notice the board when y'all walked in, the big yellow and the black and white thing? You remember what it says? Hey. Yeah, you were here last night. Okay. If you would, take your Bibles and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I've got a challenge for you this morning, and I hope that you would write this down. Remember it throughout the year. And everything we do ought to be for the glory of God. Amen. So everything we do ought to be for the glory of God. And that's what Paul thought as well. So when you find your place in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 23, actually go up to verse 20 with me. Acts 9 and verse 20, let's stand as we read the Bible together. Acts chapter 9 and verse 20, the Bible says, "And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake." Lord, we love you. We ask you to please bless this morning. Lord, help us to do everything that we do for the gospel's sake. Lord, that we might just reach some. And we'll give you the praise and honor and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We hear the word gospel a lot and in our day and time. And, you know, that's, you know, somebody says that's right on or that's right. Well, that's gospel truth. And you hear it used in several different ways. And the word gospel actually means it's good news, really is what it means. But the Bible definition of it is what, class? Anybody? Well, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But can I tell you, it's more than that. Let's see here. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 14, the Bible says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him and who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." I got some pretty feet, the Bible says. You arguing with the Bible? That's all right, okay. And then in verse 16 it says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel." So how do I obey the death, burial, and resurrection? The gospel is more than just the death, burial, and resurrection. The gospel is accepting the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here the people, what Paul is saying, they've not obeyed. I mean, they've not accepted. They've not believed what Jesus has done for them. When we preach the gospel, I just don't preach the death, the burial, and the resurrection. I preach that people might believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection. So when Paul is saying, for the gospel's sake, that word sake has a meaning to it, and it means this, a final cause, a purpose. If I were to walk over to the door, and I want some fresh air, so I open the door to get the sake of getting fresh air. The opening the door was a means to get fresh air. That was the sake. That was that part. If I read for the sake of instruction, I'm reading for an end purpose. That end purpose is to gain instruction. And if I preach the gospel for the gospel's sake, I'm not just preaching the gospel. There's an end mean to it, and that's that others might believe in Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, Paul, in our text, he said what he did for the gospel's sake. And so what he did for the sake of the gospel. Well, it is, if you go back in chapter 9, you'll find out that Paul is saying that those that preach the gospel live of the gospel. Basically, what he's talking about is take care of the preacher. You don't muzzle the ox and those kind of things. Yes, the Bible calls men ox, but I got pretty hooves. Amen. And so you don't muzzle ox. But Paul said, "I have not done that." He says, "I don't get a paycheck by the gospel," because he said, He didn't have a church. He was a missionary. He went around. He worked. He made tents and those kinds of things because he didn't want those people to think that he was trying to buy them off. And he didn't want to do that. And so he didn't. He said, and the reason I do that, the reason I don't take that is because for the gospel's sake, he wanted people to be saved. Now, Paul, when he did this for the gospel's sake, it was not to gain favor from God. It was not to even to get a reward from God, although he says later on in chapter 9 that he did this willingly, that he would receive a reward, but he did it that others might believe in Jesus Christ. So what Paul is saying here, he didn't take the paycheck, he didn't get those funds and everything. What he's saying is I'm going without for the gospel's sake. I'm doing without for the gospel's sake. My challenge to you for this year, what would you do for the gospel's sake? What would you do for the gospel's sake? Paul was willing to go without for the gospel's sake. And there's some things I just want to just put out in front of you this morning just to kind of spur some thought in what would I do for the gospel's sake? Everything that we do as Christians ought to be for the gospel's sake. And here's why. 1 Corinthians 9:22, he says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. He said, I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. So Paul's goal was to reach men and women for Jesus Christ. He was willing to do anything it took to win somebody to Christ. He said, as a Jew, to the Jews, I became a Jew. So wait a minute, he was a Jew. But yeah, he didn't follow the law like the Jews were following the law. So when he came into a town, he had Titus with him, and he went ahead and had him circumcised because Titus was a half Greek and half Jew, and they didn't want him to come in the temple because he would defile the temple. So what Paul did, he became as one of the Jews. He said, all right, we're going to have you circumcise Titus so you can come in too, because he wanted to go in with them and because he wanted to reach them. He said, to the weak, I become as weak. You could identify with him. That we think his eyesight wasn't that great. He was small. He was frail. And so he could identify with them. To those that were without the law, he would identify with them just so he could reach them for the gospel's sake. Paul was beaten for the gospel's sake. He was shipwrecked for the gospel's sake. He was in perils among his own brethren and perils among others for the gospel's sake. Everything he did for the gospel's sake. What would you be willing to do for the gospel's sake? Couldn't help but just think of that commercial, but what would you do for a Klondike bar? People do all these crazy things for a Klondike bar. And oh, don't get me wrong, Klondike bars are good. But can I tell you, the gospel is better. We're willing to do things we're willing to go through a lot for something that we'd want to do. We're willing to pare back on our money so we can save up for something that we want to do. We're willing to go without sometimes to get something that we want or to do something that we do. But what are we willing to do for the gospel's sake? That is our purpose as Christians. The gospel's sake. And there's a couple of things I want to just talk to you this morning. Number one, I am careful with my work for the gospel's sake. So what do you mean? When I was go to work, when I was working, you know, out there, you know, when I had a job with Bureau of Engraving and Printing or wherever else I had a job, first thing out when I went to a job, I wanted people to know that I was a Christian. Why? Not that I was trying to flaunt that I was a Christian, not that I was trying to say, hey, I'm better than you, because I wanted it known from the very first time that I was at that job that they knew that I was a Christian. I knew that they knew, and so what? They're going to watch me. So it put me on alert. It put me on notice. I better watch what I do, because anything I do would bear on Jesus' name. And I needed to be cautious. I didn't want to laugh at their jokes. I didn't want to cheat on my time. I don't want to do things that would dishonor my Lord and Savior. Why? For the gospel's sake. Because when it came time to talk to that person about Christ, or it came time that they needed somebody to pray for them, or they needed something, I would have their respect because I did it for the gospel's sake. Everything we do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. If we have a good reputation on our jobs, then we'll have respect. And if we have respect and we go to talk to somebody about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they're more apt to listen. But if I cheat and I laugh at their dirty jokes and I do things that are unbecoming of a Christian, and I do things that shouldn't be that aren't right, and I come to work late and I leave early and I don't have a good work ethic, and I come to somebody and I try to tell them about Jesus, why should they listen to me? I haven't earned that respect. And so I want to make sure that I do a good job for the gospel's sake. So when it comes time to talk to them about our Lord and Savior, I might have a little bit of respect. It doesn't guarantee I'm going to win them. It doesn't guarantee they're ever going to listen to me. But I want to put myself in the position to be able to do so. You guys, you young ones, that you're not in school. I mean, you're not in work, but you're at school. Hey, do good work at school. Don't be lazy. So you can have some respect. So when someone comes to you, or you come to them and you want to talk to them about the Lord, they'll know that you're the genuine thing, that you're the real deal, that you're not just saying it just because it's the thing to say at that time. Work for the gospel's sake. Work. Work hard because the lost men they're watching you. Work because the Lord Jesus is right next to you. Work hard for the gospel's sake. And then number two, it's not going to be real long today, but I just want you to, I want this to get into your heart. The theme this year is for the gospel's sake. For the gospel's sake. Number two, I am careful with my walk for the gospel's sake. I am careful with my walk for the gospel's sake. You see, we're not like the world. Yes, we're sinners, but we don't have the same goals. We don't have the same principles. We don't have the same the likenesses. Everything is different, or should be, about us. And so the way we walk matters. I'm talking about where you go, what you do. Matters. Because if I go into the liquor store and I'm buying liquor, I'm buying it to cook and it all burns off. But hey, the lost guy behind me didn't know that, but he knows I'm a deacon at a church, or hey, I'm a this at a church, or I go to this church and I'm a Christian. He doesn't know. I'm not wearing a t-shirt saying, I just cook with it. What you do matters. Be careful with your walk. For the gospel's sake. For the gospel's sake. My lifestyle should be such that it brings glory to my God. I want to live my life for the gospel's sake because my neighbors are watching what I do. My neighbors are watching what I do. You go to Walmart, you know, they don't know if you're a Christian or not. Unless you wear the t-shirts or whatever. Even that, you just don't know. They don't know. You're driving down the road, and a lot of us don't drive like Christians, so they don't know if we're a Christian. How does a Christian drive? I don't know. I hadn't found that out yet. But what I do tell you this, your neighbors, they see you gone on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. They know. They know. And so be careful with what you do. Hey, I'm not going to wear a t-shirt that advertises beer. I've seen Christians wear shirts like that. It unnerves me. Why would I promote something that I preach against? Why would I promote something that the Bible says don't even do it? Why would I wear a t-shirt that promotes a band that has lyrics that are wicked? Why would I do that as a Christian? That doesn't make sense. be careful with your walk for the gospel's sake. Because the Bible says that we're epistles read of men. They're written in our hearts. We're read of men. How do they read us? They can't read your heart, but they do read your actions. You ever heard that song, My Walk Walks and My Talk Talks? Should have sang that this morning, but that gets tongue twisted there. Here it goes. My walk walks and my talk talks, but my walk talks louder than my talk talks. Did y'all catch that? You understand it? Let me just boil it down to this. Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words for the gospel's sake. I'm careful with my work for the gospel's sake, and I'm careful with my walk for the gospel's sake. You know, when I was in my 20s, there was a thing that was really, pertinent or kind of the, what am I thinking of here? It was the thing at the time. I don't know how to say that. Huh? Popular. There you go. That's a good word for it. Popular. Lifestyle evangelism. Anybody remember that? Lifestyle evangelism. And the thought behind lifestyle evangelism was this, that I want to live my life in such a way and be godly as I can be that others would see my life and be saved. That ain't going to work. That's a nice thought, but don't get me wrong. I'm for lifestyle evangelism. Live what you teach and preach and what you believe. Live that. But if all I have is lifestyle evangelism, that's only half the game, folks. I have to have lifestyle evangelism coupled with conversation. I have to have that lifestyle evangelism coupled with, I need to tell somebody about Jesus. But see, here's the thing. If I talk about Jesus and I don't live it, I'm a hypocrite. So here's what a lot of folks do. Well, I'm not living it, so I'm just not going to talk about it. That doesn't do anybody any good. That doesn't do a lost person any good. That doesn't do you, as a Christian, doesn't do you any good. We all will stand before the Lord. And whatever we do here on this earth for the gospel's sake, He's going to recognize. I want to be careful with my walk. I want to be careful with just everything that at my work. I want to be careful for these things and do them right for the gospel's sake. Number three, I want to be careful with my wealth for the gospel's sake. I want to be careful with my wealth. What do you mean? In giving. And I want to make sure that I give right and do right. And I want to make sure that I honor God with that. I want to make sure that I honor God with those things. Whenever I give, it's for a purpose. You give, it's just not going into my pocket. When you give, it's going for a purpose. Number one, it's for the obedience of God. Number two, is to get the gospel out. Number three, is to take care of the man of God. And number four, is to maintain the house of God. That's why you give. But first and foremost, it's out of obedience. It's out of obedience. All those things are for the gospel's sake. Hey, the reason I became a preacher is because of the death, burial, and resurrection. I believed in that. The reason we give to go for missions is because of the death, burial, and resurrection, that folks might be saved all across this world. Hey, we want to maintain this building so when people come and they visit, they know that we love our Lord and Savior by how we keep the house of God, because, hey, they're not going to judge us by our thoughts or our intentions. They're going to judge us by our actions. So we'll make sure we keep this place clean and right. So when visitors come in, they know we care. Why? For the gospel's sake. I'm going to be careful with my work. I'm going to be careful with my wealth. I'm going to be careful with my walk. Number four, I want to be careful what I wear for the gospel's sake. I want to be careful what I wear for the gospel's sake. Because we're billboards. That's what we are. We're billboards. Some are bigger billboards, some are smaller billboards, some are louder billboards, but we're all billboards. And when we walk around, we advertise for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And listen, just because I might not say anything, your actions do speak very loud. I can't tell you how many times somebody has stopped our family and have commented about my girls wearing skirts. Not my boys, but my girls. And, you know, we sit at the table and we all pray. My wife says that I pray for the whole restaurant because I get really loud. And, you know, somebody come over and say, hey, I saw you praying over your food. I appreciate that. People notice what you do. And just because they might not say anything, hey, when you pray, pray extra loud. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. Hey, when you go out, I want to be careful what I wear, not because I'm trying to hold to a Baptist standard. Okay? Not because I'm trying to look the part. I want to be careful what I wear because of the gospel's sake. Because I represent Him in everything that I do. I want to be careful at work and how I conduct my work. I want to be careful with my walk and my wealth and in what I wear because it matters. You know, you've heard it said many times, what's on the inside will manifest itself on the outside. And that is so true. You see, these kids are all, they goth looking and black and everything. Something's broken on the inside. Man, they need Jesus. Hey, you see somebody that ought not be wearing what they're wearing. That tells you what's on the inside. You don't judge a book by its cover, but can I tell you, it will tell you what's on the inside. It will tell you what's on the inside. I want to be careful what I wear for the gospel because people are watching. Is that too much to do for our Lord? I wouldn't think so. Is being careful with my wealth, is that too much for the gospel? No. Is giving an honest day's work, is that too much? No, it's not. Is me being careful with my walk and where I go and how I live my life, is that too much? Nope. I would tend to say we don't do enough. And lastly, I want to be careful what I watch for the gospel's sake. I want to be careful what I watch for the gospel's sake. I tell you, there's a lot of things that the devil would like to put in the front of our young men. And let me also just say, once you see it, it's there. Hey, when you watch movies, it's there. You can't undo it. You can't unhear it. It's kind of like a picture of me with shorts. You see it, you can't unsee that, you know. Amen. But I want to be careful what I do. And I want to challenge you. My challenge is simple this year. Let everything you do this year be for the gospel's sake. Let it be for the gospel's sake. How is my living, how is what I'm doing, how does that promote the gospel? Because I live for the gospel's sake. Don't be a part-time Christian. You might act like a part-time Christian, but can I tell you, you are a full-time Christian. You're either a good example or a bad example. But once you're saved, you're always saved. My daughter is not a part-time daughter. She's always my daughter. Very deep stuff. I'm God's son. And there's nothing I can undo that. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't undo it. Why would I? I can't take a break from it. Wife and I were going to Rio Doso, New Mexico. Hey, I'm going to be just as much a Christian there as I am here. And no, I'm not going to horse race. Okay. Hey, wherever you go, you are a Christian full time. So we might as well act it for the gospel's sake. Hey, this year, do something you've never done before for the Lord. Just try to think of something you might not have ever done before. You might not have sung in the choir. Man, come sing in the choir for the Lord, for the gospel's sake. Hey, it gets the hearts prepared for the message to come. Hey, and I want to challenge you this. I want to give you a challenge. If everybody in this room would strive just to win somebody to the Lord, just try. Within 365 days of this year, we're already done with a few of them, but with just 360 days, whatever we have left, if we would strive just to try, just to give the gospel for the gospel's sake, if we would do that, yeah, the church would grow, and that's great, but can I tell you, something would happen to you personally. God will do something in here. Because it's hard to explain. When you have a part of somebody being saved and you know that person will not go to hell because of what you did, because you stood in that way for the gospel's sake. No one's going to get saved by the way we dress. No one's going to get saved by what we don't watch. No one's going to get saved by how I take care of my finances. But can I tell you, those things affect my testimony. They affect my thought life. They affect me and how I live for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it is important. So everything we do, we ought to do for the gospel's sake. The Bible says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the, and not unto. Well, there you go. Everything we do, absolutely everything we do, it ought to be for the gospel's sake. Because he deserves it. I know God doesn't have a need. So when I say this, kind of take it tongue in cheek, please. God needs you. He needs you to be his mouthpiece. He needs you to be his hands, his feet. Because he's physically not here, but he does live inside of us. We're his ambassadors. We represent him. So this year, our theme is for the sake of the gospel. So everything our church does already is for the sake of the gospel. And so but I want in your personal life, just think, am I doing everything for the sake of the gospel? You know, too many times, in this day and age, it seems like everybody just lives for themselves. They live to get, they live to do, they live to entertain, they live to eat, they live to this, they live to that, and it's all for what they want. But this year, we get a little selfless, and we do something for the gospel's sake. Let's do something. I understand, I look at the crowd, and I know, you guys, you ought to do things for the gospel's sake. Keep doing it for the gospel's sake. Remember why you do what you do. Why you teach that class. Why you make those videos for missionaries. Why you go to the nursing home. Why you take care of the nursery. Why you play the piano. Why you sing in the choir. Why you sing songs. Why you give. Everything we do ought to be for the gospel's sake.